welcome back to the Gardening with Joe and Holly radio show. Happy you're with us today. Holly, the key, one of the keys to a healthy soil is good fertile soil, but also hydration.
Absolutely. So if your plants could talk, they might say that they could use more water, being properly watered, and you know, maybe they have too much or too little. How do you water properly? We take the guesswork out of watering by using the tree diaper. Tree diaper is a revolutionary watering system that stabilizes soil moisture by taking up excess water and slowly releasing that water into your plants or your soil over time. And so what happens is that you have the tree diaper that's filled up from rain or when you water, and slowly releases water over 3 weeks. So you don't need any pipes, hoses, electricity. Whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced, tree diaper will improve the way you water your plants. It's made in the USA. You can find all the sizes they have available at treediaper.com. That is treediaper.com. Tree diaper will keep your plants happy.
Well, in addition to using the tree diaper, that will help hydrate the soil, which your soil is alive, Holly, and that may be, people may not be aware of that. They, you know, they think, oh, earthworms. I know there's worms or a couple of grubs, but that's about it. But there's a whole lot more than just worms in the soil.
It's alive! So your soil is a living and kind of breathing thing in a way. So the biggest thing that we want to talk about here is not just about what's in your soil, but minimal soil disturbance.
Now, some of you till twice a week and three times on Sunday. You are an active tiller of the soil for a variety of reasons, from weed control to variety of nutrients, mixing nutrients and everything else. We choose to do minimal soil disturbance, which means that if we have a root crop, we will dig that root crop up. If we have a weed or weeds, we will attempt to remove the weeds with a garden fork, not a tiller or a shovel, that will hurt the soil structure. We'll try to limit it as much as possible. And or sometimes we don't even loosen the soil to remove weeds. We simply cut the weeds off and stress the weeds out in order for them to die naturally so we don't have soil disturbances.
Right. And that's exactly what we do. And you want to keep in mind that your soil is an entire ecosystem, which basically just means that it's living. It lives with, I can't think of the word here, with itself. And it produces...
It's self-sustainable.
Self-sustainable.
We mess it up.
Right. And it's just like, you know, if you think about your backyard, the leaves fall down, they feed the soil, the leaves come back, and you cut the grass grows, and the grass feeds maybe some rabbits, or I don't know what rabbits eat, but... and then the rabbits then feed another animal, and the animal possibly feeds us. So there's a food chain. Food chain is an ecosystem. So same thing in your soil. So
millions and millions of bacteria in your garden soil, and 45% is minerals. That, you know, it can be clay, silt, sand, gravel, stone. Can be a lot of things in that soil.
Right, and that's what's important, is that is 45% of your soil is those minerals.
And minerals, whether they are nitrogen, potassium, phosphate, micronutrients is magnesium, copper, sulfur, or macronutrients is, there has to be a certain amount of those in your garden in order for plants, whether you're planting them or grass or trees, for them to have successful growth. Just right. Like as humans, we have to have a balanced diet. We just can't live our lives living on potato chips or carrots, and we have to have a balance, just like plants.
Right, and that's just it. And you may know this about your soil. You may know that you have rocky soil, or you have clay soil, or you have 1 inch of topsoil and clay soil beneath that because you dug it and you were like, I can't grow anything in here, so I'm going to build raised beds, or I'm going to do containers, or I'm going to do straw bale.
So and even if you've got grow bags or containers, Holly, there's still life in a 1 gallon grow bag or a 100 gallon grow bag. It's not just in the soil. It's anything that the soil is in.
Right. But that's the thing, is that you might choose, you might know that you have clay soil, right, and that's why you're not growing in it, and why you have done some other method. And you might hear from, you know, your friend or family member who's like, you know, I can't grow my soil because it's clay soil, or it's too rocky, or it's too sandy. And this is not uncommon. It kind of depends on where you live. I know certain parts, even in our area, there's more clay soil and there is better soil. And it just depends, you even within a 10-mile radius, of what you ended up with.
Right. And soil contains a lot of minerals, but it doesn't have a whole lot of organic material. That's why it's so dense. And that's why it retains moisture much more rapidly and sometimes too quickly for proper plant growth, that they are getting drowned out.
Right. And so, yeah, so that's the other part, is the what else is in your soil is 25%.
Because we got to get to 100% here.
Yeah. 25% of it is water. So obviously this can vary depending on A, how much rainfall you have, and B, how much, if you don't have a lot of rainfall, are you adding water to your soil or watering your garden or watering your plants, whatever. So that is a big reason why it can vary, but it's about 25%.
And the next one will surprise a lot of people.
It's air, which I think is surprising, but that's when I say it's living and breathing, because it does have air, and this is an essential ingredient for living organisms, because you have living organisms in your soil and they need air. Just how it works. Even the tiniest decomposer fungi needs air.
And then we are left with 5%, which is organic matter. Now, this varies based on where you're at in the country. Some of you may have organic matter that is less than 1%, or can be as high as 5% or even 10%, based on how much work you have put into your garden soil. Is there too much? Can there be too much? Well, if you have too much organic matter, there can be potentially problems there as well, but most of us don't have to worry about that.
Right. And so this is important, because we can talk about how we can add more organic matter, but this is what the decomposers and the worms and the fungi is what they live off of. They live off this organic matter.
And the, you know, if you want to, what is the ideal percentile for organic matter? The University of Missouri Extension suggests about 4 to 6% is the ideal. About 4 to 6% of the soil is preferred in that realm. 2 to 3% of soil in the lawns, and 4 to 6 in the garden. So keep that in mind.
Right. Absolutely. And so what you can do to increase your organic matter is you can add compost, you can add leaves, you can add coffee grounds, you can add your own compost, your own homemade compost. You could even take your kitchen scraps and you can dig a little trench, put those kitchen scraps in there, and that they will break down quite quickly, but they will also invite the worms.
Let's talk about worms for a minute here. Worms are probably one of the few, if not only, visible things in which you can turn a shovel full of soil over and go, oh, look, there's something moving in that. Worms have, and we're not even going to get into the hammerhead worms or the jumping worms. We're just talking about traditional earthworms, because that's a whole nother episode for a whole nother mess of problems that a lot of people are dealing with in pretty much all corners of the country. Worms, native worms, what we grew up with, have a tremendous amount of ability to change bad soil into good soil with just a little help from us.
Right. And that's exactly it. You need to, quote unquote, invite the worms, and that you can do that by putting that compost or worm food essentially into the soil. So that's leaves, coffee grounds, banana peels, what have you.
And you can just layer it. You can put a couple inches on top. You don't have to work it in.
Right.
And they know, and they come.
Right. The worms, they know that there's food there. That's a food source. And they come, they build their home, and they're not going to oversaturate themselves. And all of a sudden you'll have, you know, a few worms, and then you'll have a lot of worms. So that's what we encourage you to do, is to feed the worms. Worms, they break this down. Then their worm castings, which is basically their worm waste, worm poop, whatever you want to call it, is there. And that adds to your organic matter. and it's very pure, natural. I guess it is kind of a fertilizer.
Yeah, it's a natural
fertilizer. Yep.
So, fun fact, Holly, how deep can worms go?
8 feet deep. So okay. They'll come from 8 feet deep or go 8 feet deep or whatever. And that's pretty deep.
That's a lot of pathways in which oxygen and water can travel through your soil during rain or watering. Well, one thing, Holly, that summer's here and we're going to have some problems, if not already for most of you, and that is those pests going to be destroying your yard and garden, which is those various weevils, beetles, borers, including those Japanese beetles. They're ready for your picnic. Are you?
Right. And what better way to prevent those pests from destroying your garden than by controlling them while they are larvae? Grub Gone is an easy-to-apply granular product that can spread on your turf to successfully control grub invaders. Developed by Phylum Bioproducts from a naturally occurring bacteria, Grub Gone is a non-chemical BT product that specifically targets only certain scarab pests, and it's safe to use around bees and other beneficial insects.
And if you've already got those beetles flying around your yard, and if you don't, you're going to have them pretty soon. Beetle Gone is the answer. It's an organic water dispersible powder that, here, listen to this, you can spray directly onto your edible plants. Find out more about Grub Gone, Beetle Gone, and all the products they have available at phylumbioproducts.com. That's phyllom bioproducts.com. And when you go there and you purchase, we have worked a deal out with them where you can save 10% off your order by using the code GARDENTALK10 at checkout to save 10% on your order.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.